Thanks for kicking off the weekend by listening to the BYU Idaho Radio podcast. I'm Candy Zilale with your evening headlines for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Chad Daybell is now in the Ada County Jail as he awaits the start of his murder trial. According to Local News 8, Daybell was transferred from the Fremont County Jail to the Ada County Jail on Thursday. Daybell is charged with the deaths of his first wife, Tammy Daybell, and the deaths of the children of his current wife, Lori Vallow Daybell. The children are J.J. Vallow and Ty Lee Ryan. He also faces charges of grand theft and insurance fraud. Lori Vallow Daybell was found guilty of murder and conspiracy to commit murder, among other charges, last year. Chad Daybell's trial is set to begin with jury selection on April 1st at the Ada County Courthouse. The Sacred Music Series returns to BYU-Idaho. Here's John McSwain.
BYU-Idaho musicians will perform the new oratorio, That They Might Have Joy, this weekend at BYU-Idaho, the final stop of their tour of the Sacred Music Series. The Sacred Music Concert Series started back in the late 1980s with Dr. Kevin Call, who was initially charged by President Spencer W. Kimball to engage in the arts as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The title or theme for this concert series is centered around the scripture verse Nephi 2:25, which says, "Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy." BYU-Idaho commissioned Dr. Ethan Wickman to write the oratorio. The concert takes listeners on a journey through death and resurrection in four movements. In a BYU-Idaho radio interview, Dr. Robert Tuller, the director of the BYU-Idaho Symphony Orchestra, said, "It was a unique experience when the orchestra and choir came together before the first show of the tour."
"We've been separate until last Thursday night, where in the course of a 2.5 hour rehearsal, we put it all together for the first time."
Tuller said they performed the next day at Utah State University, then also perform at Temple Square in Salt Lake City. Choir members Curtis McMichael and Xander Robinson said performing in the Sacred Music Concert Series allowed them to have insights of the work behind the music.
"It helps you feel closer from the words that you sing to just the fact that you're all together rejoicing in something that you have in common."
"This program, especially the Sacred Music Series, brings to focus the light of the plan of salvation."
The BYU-Idaho musicians will perform That They Might Have Joy in three shows in the Bears Concert Hall inside the Eliza R. Snow Building this evening at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday at 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the ticket office in the University Bookstore inside the Manwaring Center, or by visiting byui.edu/ticket office. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm John McSwain.
Gas prices in Idaho will continue to rise as the state average sees a 16-cent increase in a week. According to AAA Idaho, the average price of fuel in the Gem State has been below the national average since January, but that may end soon. Today, the average price of a gallon of regular fuel in Idaho is $3.51. The national average currently sits at $3.53 per gallon. Idaho's 16-cent price jump is the sixth highest this week, behind only Utah, Illinois, Ohio, Alaska, and Nebraska. In the ranking of most expensive fuel of the country, today Idaho ranks 16th, one spot higher than at the beginning of the week. These rising prices are a result of a tight supply of crude oil, even with a dip in demand this week. A handful of Idaho cities are still averaging below the $3.50 mark, such as Rexburg, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, and Twin Falls. Thanks for tuning in tonight. These have been your evening headlines for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. You can always check out more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. You can also ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU-Idaho radio podcast. Have a good night, and I hope you have a good weekend. I'm Candy Zilale, and this is BYU-Idaho Radio.